there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. We have two passengers flying with us today. He brightens up our Saturday nights hosting the fantastic Masked Singer. It's Joel Dommett, and he's not alone. He's here with his better half and top model, Hannah Cooper. Welcome on board, Joel and Hannah.
Final boarding call for Joel and Hannah. Joel and Hannah. Final boarding call.
Joel, Hannah, boarding call.
Thank you.
That's going to be sick, isn't it?
Oh my God!
Did you record that? Please say.
Yes. The dog's just been sick. The dog's just been sick. Oh, Bev.
Oh, my God.
No.
We've got Joel and Hannah in the house. You've been sick.
Oh, such a big bottle.
Oh, my God. What is that colour? What's she been in?
Oh, no.
Oh, she's doing it again.
She's had a heavy weekend.
I know. People are going to realise we're not on a plane now, Bev.
Yeah, I can't believe you got that dog passport. Oh, I'm never bringing that dog on a plane again.
What have you been eating? That
for the purposes of the podcast listeners, Alan Carr is on his knees cleaning up dog sick.
Oh, what?
Which is, and now Joel Dommett is cleaning up Alan Carr's sick.
This has never happened.
Oh, it's really the smell is...
Oh, not again! This is the worst.
The worst time. Oh, my God. It really sounded like it almost sounded like a waterbed. Like, but you know, it was really like whoop, whoop, whoop.
No, but you sound like that when you throw up. You are so
I'm so loud when I throw
over
up.
Over the top projectile. Yeah.
Dramatic
guy.
Oh my God. It isn't funny, it's just the timing of it.
It's like
it's just really, you've been outside all day.
It is a warm day.
It's like the moment she's not getting the attention.
Yeah. Oh no.
Bless you.
Oh no.
No, not over his bag.
Oh my God.
Oh,
there we go. Right, here we go.
Third time lucky?
She's fine now. She's looking a bit sheepish outside.
Sometimes people have a weird reaction to meeting me, and I get that.
Women have fainted. Dogs are throwing up.
Yeah, I have this effect.
Well, Joel and Hannah, welcome to Alan Air.
Hi.
Thank you.
So tell us about your travel history. Who picks the holidays? Do you do it together, or do you like the same holidays?
We do very much like the same ones. I'd say Hannah is very good at organising. I'm the worst. I don't know whether this is a comedian thing, but I just kind of continue my life without booking anything in advance ever, because I have an agent who sorts my life.
Yeah.
I'm eye rolling just for the
purposes of the podcast.
You're not going to be sick, are you? Hannah says,
basically, I'm Joel's agent.
Yeah, she's my holiday agent.
Yeah.
With zero commission.
Yeah. She's basically Baker's dolphin. But she's we should book a holiday. And then I go, oh, yeah, you know what? We should have some spare time to do some things together. And
you're just so busy, so it's quite hard. So we're very last minute people.
Yeah.
And then it's Also, the fact that you've pretty much travelled everywhere in the world, and it's whether you are willing to go there again for me to have that opportunity for us to do it again. And it is hard. If you had one of those world maps, you know, where you put all the drawing pins
in.
Mine would just look like a drawing pin map.
A map with drawing pins.
Yeah, because I did
you know that.
I did a travel show for Comedy Central with Nish Kumar, and it's basically ruined not only holidays but dinner parties for Hannah for the rest of our lives.
God.
Because like everything is like, oh, there was this one time
in
Kenya.
Mongolia. Sometimes in my head I play a drinking game to myself when I'm around people at dinner parties, and I go, he's going to bring her. This one time in Kenya, and I'm like, shot.
She's an alcoholic.
No, but you do bring it up to everywhere.
Do you do what Paul does? Because Paul mouths my anecdotes. Paul, are you there? Oh, no. It's a ghost. Yes, I mean, Paul mouths the things as I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
You know, because everyone's heard
That's
it.
That's kind of romantic.
What?
Romantic.
What, mouthing it and rolling your eyes like... you know, like that. Not like nice way, just like...
Are you recording?
We are recording.
Bev's been...
Hi,
this is my wife, Hannah.
Well, shall we close the door, Paul, please? We're recording a podcast.
Oh, sorry.
So that's tough then. If you've been everywhere, that is tough. But where do you go then? Where do you go?
Yeah, you know, at every hotel we go to, I'm like, yeah, it's nice, but it's not China. You know?
Oh, so Hannah. Yeah,
I know. Feel sorry for me.
Yeah.
But then also, I've spent the last 15 years modelling and travelling on jobs like that. But ours is very, I'm a bit more bougie than your tents in deserts and things like that.
Yeah.
So we try and level that out, don't we?
Because it's all right doing a comedy show, travel show, but they want you to be in a tent.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was this one time in Kenya
God, even I'm rolling my eyes.
Shut.
We'll all be vomiting by the end. Bev's like, oh, God, I have to clean it all up.
Bev's holding my hair back. Now, go on, so tell us about Kenya. Go on then. I know I'm not rubbing it in, but what is it? What was the best place you went to on this travel?
So we had a mad little section of my life where I got this travel show, and it was the best thing I'd ever done until that point. I was like so excited by this travel show, and then the jungle came in. So like,
yes.
I'm a celeb came in, and we were sort of to and fro whether to do it or not. And we were like, and then we were like, well, maybe they're okay, let's do it. And then I was like, oh no, it's not going to fit in with this travel show. And we realised that it literally slotted perfectly into this gap.
Yeah.
So we did the first episode in Mongolia, and we were in the middle of nowhere on what they call the steppe. And there's like that, just no one for like 9 hours drive.
Yeah.
And we like, I rode horses for the first time in my life. Mm. And we stayed in this tent, we ate goat. And it was just all these mad experiences. And then I got on a plane, did a layover in Korea for like 9 hours, and then went into the jungle with Carol Vorderman for 3 weeks. And it was so bizarre.
Yeah.
And then I got straight out of the jungle, came home for 4 days, and I didn't expect to be in the jungle for so long, and I came second. So I didn't get any break at all. Went home for 4 days, where I was suddenly so much more famous than I'd ever been in my life.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I just was like, oh, what's going on, what's going on? And then I went to Kenya for a week, and that was when we started messaging.
So I slid into Joel's DMs. I feel like everyone knows this at this point.
Yeah.
But I slid into Joel's DMs, and I think probably the third message backwards and forwards, us messaging, he dropped in. So, yeah, the Wi-Fi is really bad here because I'm in Kenya. And I was like, oh, who is this guy? And I was like, so wait, you were just in the I'm a Celeb jungle in Australia, and you're trying to fool me to think that you're in Kenya like 4 days later. I was like, who does this guy think he is? This is not a chat up line.
Yeah.
And then you photoshopped, do you remember this? You photoshopped your face onto a guy riding a rhino.
I was like, I see him in Kenya.
I don't know how we're married, like, honestly. And then I found the image, Google
that was
image.
It.
Yeah.
Because you really laughed. And then you obviously went onto Google Image and you just typed in Kenya and it was the first image that came up and she sent me the original image.
And I was like, oh, like my friend Jim, whoever, is also writing. Oh, it was so funny. It was funny.
And then I got back from Kenya and I was like, on the Wednesday, and we were messaging and I said, do you want to meet up on the Wednesday that I got back?
And I'm never going to go on a date with someone that's flown back from Kenya in the morning. Talk about jet lag. He wouldn't be awake past
that's
one
true.
Drink.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I was like, I go up north and I'm jet lagged, let alone like Kenya. Yeah. So I lied and said I was
and
busy.
And then we just met up the next day. And then the life, the rest is history.
Oh. Yeah. Isn't it funny how it all happened in one big go?
Yeah.
Mm. And also, you know, did you have to, because Carol Vorderman, you know, in the jungle, walking out on top of a skyscraper. That's the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, that wasn't Bev. That was me. Did you have to do that?
Yeah, so I had to do it. And that was the kind of weirdly the reason that I said yes to it was like, I was like, oh, there's not really anything I'm too scared of. I'm not really scared of any particular. I'm a bit scared of spiders, but okay, I'll be fine. Yeah. I was like, I just won't tell anyone. But I'm really scared of heights. But I didn't really think. I thought even if they chuck me out of a plane like they do with the parachute jumps, I was like, "Oh, that'd be fine." Because I've kind of always wanted to do that. Mm. But it was when they showed it to us, I was like, "No, there's the worst." But then also,
it's not. I mean, there's being afraid of heights, and then there's hanging off a skyscraper on a plank.
Yeah.
I mean, even anyone who wasn't afraid of heights. I mean, that was stomach churning.
It was absolutely horrific.
It was like the man from the Saw movies. Do you like games? And it was like, you know, I thought you'd be sticking a crocodile cock in your mouth. And then you're like, what? Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to Danny, because we have the same age. Did Danny know about the skyscraper?
Nobody knew.
Walking? No one knew.
No one knew. So it was just like.
Can I do you phoning your agent on the end of that blank? Danny.
Okay.
I like a laugh.
Pull me out.
Hello, this is your pilot speaking. We'll be soon landing in Sydney. If you look out to the left, you will see Sydney Opera House. If you look out to the right, you'll see Joel Dommett screaming, hanging onto the edge of a skyscraper.
Yeah, it was mad, but then it was great in a weird way, in a cynical way, because I was so scared of it. Mm. It kind of put me on the map of that team.
Yeah.
Because I was the most afraid of heights out of everyone.
Yeah.
So it kind of gave me, made everyone sort of know who I was at the start.
Yeah. Oh,
game plan.
Game
I like
plan.
It.
Wasn't afraid of heights at all, actually. I just wanted to get on TV, baby. I want to win this shit.
Those crocodile tears.
It all comes
tears.
Back to me now. I remember that because they'd never done anything like it before, had they?
Well, it was really weird for us because no up-and-coming comics had done it.
No.
So it was a real sort of, is this going to work moment. I remember being at sort of comedians football like a couple of days before I went, probably before Mongolia. And,
like Joel can excel in this podcast episode. And, this is where you're going to shine.
Oh, yeah. So many tales to tell.
If you want a drinking game at home, just do a shot every time Joel mentions any country.
So many countries to mention. So many. Did I talk about Argentina? When I hung out with the Gauchos? Anyway, that's another story for another day, Alan.
Because you came across really well on it, and let's say some comedians don't. Some people comedians haven't. We're not going to name and shame it, but you know it is because it's 24 hours. I feel comedian. There's a lot of pressure on comedians on there, and some of people in our jobs. They're not as up as they are on the screen. And it's hard to be funny 24. I can manage it. I'm one of those crazy people. I'm just funny all the time. But, you know, it is. I think it's tough for comedians to go in there because people think, you're funny. You know, how many times have we had someone in a bar, tell us a joke?
Mm. Yeah.
Piss off.
Mm.
Yeah. It was, I remember the sort of realisation after day 4, I think. That's when the hunger really sets in. and you really get tired and you just realise you can't be that person you are on a panel show
the whole time. Of course.
And it's just really difficult. And then I realised ways and means to be able to be funny in that scenario, and that was just like go in the Bush Telegraph a lot and talk a lot in there, and
yeah,
and that then on the interviews, and then just the rest of the time just be you and have fun, I think, yeah, and ask lots of questions of people. I think that's like you're in, I think the thing that people forget with that show is that you are in, no matter how annoying some people might be, everyone is there because they're interesting people,
yeah,
on some regard. And so like, so just someone told me before I went in, they were like, just like ask people questions because these are all very interesting people.
Yeah.
So just I just like get to know everyone, and yeah, I was like, oh, that's quite a good thing know actually. And so I just try to ask questions.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, it's great, and it will turn around for you. So where in the world do you go for a bit of romance when you do get time away? What is a sexy city for you? What's a place that you just love?
Well, we do go to Ibiza. We did go to Ibiza every year, wasn't it? Because it's more just a place of... We love to go to a place that has the option to party, but that we usually just stay in and order room service.
Yeah, we go to Ibiza thinking we're going to have this wild party time. And we might do that for one night of the week and the rest of the time.
Can we tell the story when we... I think it was the last time we went to Ibiza. So we try and plan it a little bit. Usually we don't plan any trips because we're just switching off. But this time... Joel was like, oh no, I think we should go this weekend because there's a party. And Joel's once been on a show with Tiny Temper, so Joel immediately thinks he's best friends with Tiny Temper. So he's like, yeah, I'm just going to text Tiny, quote unquote.
Yep.
I'm just going to text Tiny and say that we're going to be in Ibiza that weekend. So then that at least is, a party we can go to. And I said, okay, yeah, cool, great idea. Text him. Tiny texts back and says... Yep, no problem. So we've booked this whole trip around going to see Tiny Temper. So we go for a lovely dinner, have a couple of bottles of wine, head there. We're not going to queue because Joel knows Tiny. We've got text on his phone.
Just come back from Mongolia.
Look at my passport and all the stamps.
So many stamps.
And obviously, no one has any idea. So you go, hi, it's Joel. No. And then obviously, Joel Domhill, sorry. And then he, pushes me to the front as if to go,
you can have my wife.
No.
And I said, I remember going, okay, so it's not under Joel Domhill. Is it under Hannah Cooper? She was like, why would it be under my name? I was like, I don't know, I'm clutching at straws.
And he's like, it's okay. It's literally 5 to 8 or whatever the time Tiny's going to come on. And Joel's like, don't worry, I'll just call him. I'm like, Joel.
He's about to go on stage.
There's thousands of people. The last person he's going to bother to reply to is a Joel Domhill asking for guest list entry.
What's your name, mate? Joel Dimmitt. No, your name's not down, mate. No, sorry, mate, you can't come in. No, sorry, no. Get to the back now. Go. Gemma Collins, come on, you can come in.
So we just ended up on the beach, listening to the sound system from across the wall, didn't we?
So we literally went all the way to Ibiza to go watch Tiny Temper, and we just listened to him on the beach from a distance.
It sounded like a really bad speaker system.
Yeah,
we
were having a great time on the beach. Yeah. We were having a wonderful time on the beach. So
Joel's organising of holidays is definitely
It's not great. That was the one time I was like, I'm going to organise this.
Yeah, yeah.
And it all falls apart.
Gemini.
Yes.
I'm a Gemini, Paul. If I organise it, my name won't be down. Something will go wrong. It's not our fault, is it? It's the universe, because we're Geminis.
Yep.
Even just a restaurant, if we were going away, even if you just got one recommendation of a nice restaurant that does a great sunset or whatever.
Yeah.
But Joel would never, he would just say, oh, that name sounds really cool, and then book it. But I would actually go on a review website. I would look at the photos, the real gritty flash photos of people. Yeah. That fish doesn't look good.
And she goes deep.
Deep dive.
But sometimes Joel has
to save me. You go on the dark web. You're look at their CCTV footage.
Where's their garbage?
Going through the bins. Yeah, this looks tasty. Why have I thrown this out?
I'm probably too far the other way, but you're too relaxed.
We do, then that's why we work so well together. We meet in the middle because you do everything.
But even in travel, do you sort out the passports and all that? Or is he quite good at that? Have you ever had any mishap? Have you lost your luggage or anything like
that?
Oh
my God, I just feel like you are quite stressful to travel with because you are so, like, you are so relaxed.
But it's like it's so funny how, like, it's so mad that we get on so well because it's like we're so opposite in that way. Like, I cannot believe how long it takes Hannah to pack.
No. It's not that it takes me long.
Blows my mind.
Like, why wouldn't you just get out your suitcase? Say, like, I'm saying, like, a week before. I don't think that's weird. Is that weird?
She takes over, like, we've got a spare room. Yeah. The spare room becomes a bigger version of her suitcase for a week.
No, but then what I do is I just, like, you know, go about my week, carry on whatever I'm doing, and then I might think of a great outfit that I'd forgotten was in my cupboard. I think, yes. So then I leave that on the bed, and then I'll carry on my day. And then Tuesday will come, and I go, do you know what? Or I see something in a magazine, I think, that's a great outfit that I might wear, you know, for that restaurant that you never booked. And then I put that on the bed. And then slowly you pack, whereas Joel is like... wake up that morning. Oh,
like, bear in mind, it takes Hannah a week. And I'm not even exaggerating.
I think a week on the bed, because that's taking up a valuable spare bed.
I
don't know if you've
got
a lodger. Lodger's standing there like, can I please sleep? Day four.
This is the packing room.
In a way, I'd love to be a woman, though. I love that, like, I flick through a magazine. Yeah. Well, you're stunning. I mean, I bet you look gorgeous in everything. But, like, I think I'll wear that outfit. I mean, no, men don't think like that, is it? It's short.
15 minutes. It takes me 15 minutes to pack.
But Paul, have you seen Paul's hair? Paul now, after having a hair transplant, which he tells people about, he's now decided to grow it like an old woman's. so he packed tongs.
Oh, yes.
So long since I've done anything with my hair. Hair dryer, that's what it's called. But it just looks like a gun. I don't like it on the old X-ray thing. It looks like we're gay assassins.
But I love that part of packing. Like, I love Muji do all those zip compartments. And you've got, like, your hair stuff, your toilet. Oh, my God, this is so satisfying.
I pack a case like I pack up a dishwasher. It's just if the door shuts, that's it, we're on holiday. But no, I'm good for you. Do you like the miniatures? Do you get the miniatures at the Boots and all that super drug? Because that's
sometimes I buy them and I'm not even going on holiday. I just think they're so cute. They're overpriced, but they're cute.
We don't have kids. We can't buy small clothes, so we buy small.
All my friends are pregnant.
Shampoos.
And 7 of my friends are pregnant over lockdown. Ooh. It's mad. So I actually went onto this website and bought 7 baby grows, and the person actually thought I was pregnant. That's how.
It's all for different people.
But mini stuff, anything in mini, it's coming home with me.
And can you relax on holiday? Are you good at relaxing when you go there? Or can you switch off from work?
It sort of takes a while, doesn't it? Like, I always feel like...
Your agent will always still call you.
Still call, and I love that. I really don't mind. I find it very hard to completely switch off.
Yeah.
In fact, genuinely, the only time I've completely switched off, probably in my life, since I started doing comedy, really, is before I'm going to say we get me out of here, you've got to go for a week, it's maybe 6 days, quarantine essentially. And it's like public quarantine. So they take your phone, they take your laptop, and you're just in this hotel for like a week where you're not allowed to speak to anybody. And you just have this weird chaperone person. And so I just read books for like a week. And I couldn't do any work because it was not possible to do any work.
No.
And so I just kind of really relaxed. Not with that panic of like, what's everyone else doing in the world?
I know,
I'm just
the same.
Super chilled out.
Yeah.
And it was like, I remember just, it was just incredible. And then obviously it switches completely to the other side.
Yeah.
You then go to this reality show where it's mad. But that calm before is really important. So like, they do it because... You know, when they you always watch that show and you're like, why are they missing their family? They've only been there for 2 days. And it's because they've actually been there for 2 days plus a week.
Yeah.
But, But we got married in Mykonos, so that's also our place that we love to go.
Oh, Mykonos always turns up on this podcast.
Really?
Luke Evans didn't like it. And I've been complaining about the price of Whispering Angel. People who I've mentioned this every time. Because I went there when I worked at Bartley Card, which is like 2000 and something. And it was so cheap and it was lovely. And now it's just so expensive. It's
so expensive now.
It's intentional, I think. They're trying to divert the Ibiza crowd, aren't they? I think because it is getting crazy now, Mykonos.
Tell me about it.
We went to this club once.
Jackie O's?
No, it was that Scorpios place.
Right? Oh, right, yeah. Is that the one with Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah,
did you say that?
Yeah, she does the hair.
So I love Mykonos.
My God. Lindsay Lohan's the voice of Optimus Prime. It's a nightclub.
Oh, okay. A beach club.
It's like a beach clubby place, isn't it? And it's like a bougie, crazy, like you outdoor. People ride their boats there and then get off, have a drink. Yeah. And literally there was this moment where, because we took a hire car there. So we were like, well, we should go this place because this is like the place that everyone says we should go. And we got there and we were like, let's have one cocktail. Basically, it was expensive.
That's all Joel does on holiday is look at the drinks menu and goes, we're leaving.
Because I remember like something like £30 for a cocktail.
No.
And I was like expecting a guy to be like, oh, £30. I'll put in this. Shaky, shaky, shake. Tossy, toss, toss, toss. You know, that's 30 quid's worth. Fair. All right. Whatever.
Did you get a show as well?
No. He turns around, gets out of a tap, gives it to me. 30 quid.
You know, like one of those box wines. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
No.
£30. So,
we looked so cool.
But we looked well, cool.
I'm afraid the cocktails come pre-packaged, sir. No, we can't make them in front of your eyes. No, I'm not qualified to toss. Thanks, love.
We got married at this place called The Wild, and it's it's just beautiful. It's like genuinely our like favourite hotel we have seen.
We did originally think we were going to get married in Ibiza because we thought that was our place, but we'd only been together a year, so we hadn't actually been many places together. So we just kind of like, well, separately, we've both been to Ibiza loads, so probably that's our place.
Yeah.
And then realised we knew we wanted a really small wedding, but then the minimum number of guests you could have at these places in Ibiza were 60, and we were like, we don't have that many
friends.
Have 60 So then Mykonos was, I was like, look, I've been there. My ex-boyfriend was actually Greek, so I said to Joel, look, hear me out on this one. I've been to Mykonos a few times. I think it might be the perfect place for an intimate wedding.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? And he was like, do you still love your ex?
Yeah. And she said no, and I trusted her, and we went ahead with it.
Now tell me, what's the most, I want vulgar, I want decadent. I know we all live in this time of austerity, and I always use this example. We had Robbie Williams on here. He stayed in that, it gets bigger and bigger every time I tell this story, in Switzerland. His room had a jacuzzi that came out the roof, and you had 360 degrees. What's the most decadent, vulgar, amazing hotel you've stayed at? Don't be shy. Go, I had a chocolate on my pillow. You aren't vulgar. Have you had butler service?
No, never had butler service. This is our problem. We're very thrifty.
Okay, what's the best youth hostel you've stayed at? The bottom bunk, you had your case open just in case you found an outfit.
Like, genuinely, I think a place is amazing. If they take your luggage from you and just put it in your room, I'm like, this place
is unbelievable.
The dream. Like they took my luggage.
We're not trying to be relatable or anything. Like, genuinely, like,
We spend money on holidays.
Thailand is probably...
Yeah, but it was only overpriced because you booked it for New Year's.
Too late. That was the problem.
A week before.
I literally booked it a week before, so it was the most money I've ever spent on a holiday, by far.
And did you go Bangkok or the islands?
The island, wasn't it?
I don't think we did Thailand right.
We didn't do it right. This is our problem. We always go to somewhere when it was cool 5 years ago.
Yeah.
That's me and Hannah. We like go, like, it's like exactly what I did with beards. Like, it was cool 5 years ago. It's time to grow one.
I just think, like, people come back from Thailand and they go, oh my God, I had this, like, spiritual awakening and it was, like, amazing. And we were like, Yeah, like...
I mean, like, we went to the town once and hated it, so we stayed in a hotel the whole time.
I had really shit vodka, that's all I remember. Yeah. I got so...
Oh my God, so drunk.
I got the most drunk I think I ever... I've
got an amazing video I need to show you. It is my favourite video of Hannah ever. We got so hammered on two, bear in mind...
They were called TVRs.
Long Island Iced Tea, was it?
Tequila, vodka, Red Bull. Is that? Have I made that
up? It was just insane.
And so I had two of them. But it came with cranberry juice, which I was so excited with.
And there was this band on. And I've got this video of Hannah behind the keyboard player playing the keyboard. Oh, and it was that Bruno Mars song. It's like... And so Hannah has her arms around the keyboardist and she's like playing the keyboard.
And
it
was perfect timing.
Oh my God, you could just see the look on this keyboard player just like, get this fucking woman away from me.
People were visibly leaving.
You could break the internet if you put that on.
Oh,
I know.
If TikTok was a thing back then, she would be a viral.
But that's the thing now. As you're becoming a little bit more in the public eye, people like come up to you, like especially that Thailand trip even, and I was so drunk.
We were so drunk.
And people came up to us and they were like, oh, are you Joel? And we're like, yeah, come and drink with us. Yeah, so we like buying gin and tonics. But people leave us. They just go, oh.
It was so embarrassing.
That's gone too far. She's behind the keyboard. We've gone. Like, so we try and make holiday friends.
But you know, holiday friends, though, do you, because Paul tells me off, I have a few drinks, I invite people to stay at the house,
yeah.
And then because I'll wake up the next day with the fear, I'm like, oh my God, I've given Val and Jeremy my pin, my phone number, you know what I mean? They know where I live, my postcode, you know, and some people do turn up.
Oh my God.
I mean, are you like that? Are you like that?
I mean, we were on a holiday at the time that you asked me to do this podcast, so like, he was very much looking at me. He said, some people turn up.
Shut up.
I spoke about Thailand because that room actually was really nice.
It was really nice.
Like a little swimming pool, private swimming pool. And you know, nice. I'm always confused with those beds that have those curtains. I'm like, is it a mosquito net or is it like sexy? You know,
yes.
When the bed's in the middle, but then it has that drapage.
The drapage.
And I'm like, because
it was a really great. I feel like every couple has a holiday that they look back on and go, man, that was a holiday.
Yeah.
It was the mosquito net for me.
It was the mosquito net for Hannah. She was like, I'm fully protected. Let's go.
Well, I'm the complete opposite because I get quite like, because you know, they're often open plan, these things, aren't they? And you know, they'll have a bath next to the window, even looking out to a bay. I mean, I'll be saying to Paul, well, there might be a man in that fishing boat looking at me. And it's like, please, Alan, no one's going to, you know, no one's really going to be like, oh, look, Alan Carr's got his knob out.
Yeah.
I even find it weird when it's like pretty open bathroom and the toilet's not separate. Like, I don't want to go number two in front of you. Like, we still don't.
Oh, that's nice. I think that is romantic.
No? We think the key to a happy marriage is separate bathrooms. And obviously not everyone in this world is able to have separate bathrooms, but I'd say have a smaller living room and have another bathroom.
Because even when we were at the flat, we were so like, you know, and there's one toilet, one bathroom, but you would put on music whilst I was in the bathroom and vice versa. And I go, here's your setup, here's your room spray.
Yes.
Be
good.
Polite.
Yes.
You can wee in front of each other.
Yeah, but not the other stuff. I think so, yes.
Yeah. But it was a pretty bougie holiday. We had a nice, it just had a swimming pool. I've always wanted a swimming pool in the room, you know, like the little one.
That was the dream.
And so I just booked it, went crazy.
Do you know who you'd, I went on Chatty Man, Lionel Richie said in his bed, in his house, he's got a swimming pool in his room and he gets out of bed and swims through to the lounge.
Oh my God.
I don't know if he was lying to me, but that sounds pretty, sounds quite dangerous, but it also sounds...
Oh my God.
He drinks as much as I drink. I mean, that is asking for trouble. But, I mean, that's amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Just imagining Lionel Richie swimming in his bedroom is the best.
The most. Hello.
To this day, I think the best feeling in the world, in life, is having a wonderful love experience with your wife.
Yes.
and then getting out of bed and jumping straight in a swimming pool naked.
Oh, it is, yes.
To this date, the best feeling in the world.
That's lovely. Oh, if that's a crime, lock me up and throw away the key.
Oh,
that's
God.
A beautiful moment. I feel like we yep. should like have like fireworks going off. Who complains out of you two? Shall I tell you what about Paul? I moan.
Yeah.
And Paul does all the... I moan to Paul. Paul comes as the arsehole and I sort of stand behind him going, oh, why is he doing this?
Mm. Joel won't complain. Joel won't complain ever because he's so scared that people will write about it on Twitter. So I have to do it all the time. So even if he complains to me and then I'm like, just say something, it's absolutely fine. He'll be like, no, it's fine. And I'm like, okay, well now you've put it in my head. So now I need to say something. But I've found a really good way of doing it.
Oh yeah.
So you just go, you see if you get response from, it's normally at a restaurant, I'm saying this. So you normally, I'll call over the waiter, I'm like, hi. I don't know. If they are not willing to accept what you're complaining about, I'm like, is it possible just to speak to a manager? Like, not to have a go, just if they're around. And then the manager comes up and I'm like, I'm not complaining, but I just think this would be a really good recommendation for future guests.
Oh.
So it was actually on the Thailand holiday. Mm-hmm. I managed to get a refund buffet.
Yeah.
I don't know, you can eat buffet.
Did she go?
Because
how could you get
that? She got a refund on all you can eat buffet.
And I think we even prepaid.
Why don't what I was wrong it, with the buffet?
Because it was there was like
unbelievable.
I couldn't eat all of it.
It was like it was one of those nights where they were like, oh, it's Wagyu steak night if you pay like £20 more or something. And I thought, oh, Joel, we should do that.
Yeah.
So we paid the extra. But then it was only like, there was hardly anyone in the restaurant, but all the steaks were already cooked. And I just thought, why would you do that? Like, steak is such an easy thing to cook. Like, it literally takes seconds. Like, for an experience for your guests,
yeah.
Why not, instead of like having like old steak hanging by the side. So yeah. That was my way of complaining, like giving possibly like a recommendation for future guests.
Yeah, you worded it really nicely.
But we did get a refund.
Oh, sure, refund on it. Very exciting, yeah. Wasn't it?
That's good. Now I'm a bit worried because listeners, this might not know, but we're actually having a barbecue after this. And Paul was sort of complaining because I went to Asda, but I really like my Asda shopping experience. So I've got lamb, beef, and sausage. But that's fine.
Oh, I'm an Aldi girl.
Oh, good. I mean, yeah. I love Asda. I think Asda's great, but I just didn't know. I heard you going about Wagyu beef, and I was like, shit. Paul, can you just...
I asked for a refund on my Wagyu beef. That's like the least Wagyu type of person I've ever met.
Don't ask for a refund.
I do buy Wagyu steaks when they're available at Aldi, though. Mm. That is true. It feels so fancy.
Oh, my God, it's the best.
For $3.99.
We love Aldi.
Hello, what can I get you from the... Wagyu beef? No.
Have we got any Wagyu beef?
We got Frazzles. Frazzles? Okay.
You're 100 years old. You're both sitting on your veranda. You're doing your knitting. You got your Sudoku. Where do you want to be sitting in the world when you're 100 years old? Where would be your favourite place?
Oh, that's a great question.
It is a good question. I feel like I've clawed it back after the dog's sick in the first few minutes. I think it's turned a corner this podcast.
I'm going to be like really...
Anywhere but here.
Yeah, anywhere. Lovely.
Thanks very much for having me.
I don't really care. As long as I'm next to you. I know,
God.
That sounds
I'm gonna
sad.
Cry. I'm gonna
Is that the dog throwing the up again?
Oh, yeah. She's
not eating anything. She's just so over sentimental.
No, but I honestly, I think.
I know what you mean.
I could say. Where we got married at the Wild, and I could say that in Mykonos that was beautiful, and to sit there would be like a lovely full circle way.
It'd be a good narrative.
So, yeah.
That is, I think, our favourite place because it has so many, like, especially to get all the sentimental about it. Over the last 2 years of lockdowns and all that stuff, we got married and we were just like, oh, let's just get married. We always wanted a small wedding anyway. And so we had like 29 people there, and it was the most amazing 4 days or whatever. It was so much fun. But over these last 2 years, it kind of makes you realize what weddings are actually for. You know, it's that bookmark in time where you can look back and be like, oh my God, that was an amazing time where we were all there. Everyone was healthy.
Yeah.
Everyone was happy. It was just a beautiful time to look back on. And that beach where we got married, it's like part of the hotel, is like, I mean, we haven't been back since the wedding because of the pandemic. So we're so excited to just go back and just kind of
cry
and experience all those those memories again. And I think that's for me, I think our special place, really.
Yeah.
But if they
ever bulldoze that down, oh my God.
God, replace it with some horrific Lindsay Lohan bar.
I know.
A Lindsay Lohan themed restaurant.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to my restaurant.
Cry so much. Oh, God. Yeah. And if they start charging £30
a cocktail.
£30 a cocktail.
Oh, I mean, they just need to stop. They just need to stop, because that's just saying, look, we don't give a shit about you. We want these other customers. And like, we can bloody party like the rest of them.
But the problem is that the island's so small is that it can only take a certain
30 taxis on the island?
We really found with the wedding, it's really difficult because they just don't have enough taxis. You can't get about. I think they do overcharge because it's not big enough for everyone who wants to go. So you might as well just like have the billionaires. You know, it's so frustrating, but you kind of understand it from them. But it's so depressing.
Oh, God. Well, on that note.
I should have ended it when I said that I just really loved
that
wonderful place.
I was playing up with the other bit about the wild, and it's like, we're all being ripped off by... anyway.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
We're about to land, so we've just got time for the quick fire quiz. No one believes it. Mojito or mint tea?
Mojito.
Mojito.
First aid kit or first aid shit? That's basic. Do you have jabs? Do you take your plasters and your thing? Or do you have travel insurance?
I'm first aid kit.
Yeah, first aid kit.
Well, only because I've packed it.
Yeah,
so
she's packed it.
Do you lay that out on the bed first and then go, shall I put plasters with it? Will I need plasters with my outfit?
It's literally always
a
question.
I always have, like, you know, your mosquito repellent, your plasters, a big plaster in case of a big fall.
All of that. Meanwhile, I've forgotten socks.
Amazon Forest or Amazon Prime?
I'd love to say both, really, to be honest.
It's Prime.
You can't, I'm afraid. It's on Allen Air, it's very strict. You could only have one.
I mean, we need Amazon Prime. We need it. It's
sometimes
just...
when it's raining outside, you do need to watch something, I suppose. You can't be too...
No, I see it as you always ordering screws every day. You don't live without Amazon Prime.
I do. I do love it. And it's stuff that I can just go and walk to the shop and get. But I'm so used to
it. Keep mentioning it, love, we'll get free shit.
Yeah, just love after Amazon Prime.
Hammock or honeymoon suite?
I've actually got a hammock in our garden, and I really love it. It's just...
It's where he does his phone calls.
It's where I do all my phone calls. And I know I've got a business phone call. You imagine Joel in an office? Absolutely not. I'm on the hammock.
It honestly is.
Yeah.
It gets the last sun.
It gets the last sun in our garden. And I will give that hammock to my last son.
Oh, this has been quite a sentimental podcast, I think. Nudist or not on your Nelly? Have you skinny dipped?
Apart from that time once in the hotel room when I, you know.
I think nudist, if it was a choice, you would.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to do a nudist scenario.
No, I mean, you're on a secluded beach. There's no one around.
Okay.
Have you ever done that? I've done it. We've taken my clothes off.
Never done it.
For the tan line reason, definitely nudist.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. But then what happens, like, I always think with nudists, does like your dick tan?
Oh, I don't know. And the last one, tip 'em or fuck 'em. And basically, this is like, you've had good service all week. Are you one of those people that goes, I'll never see him again? Ha, you're not getting any money from me. Or do you leave money?
We definitely have good intentions to tip, but usually we, like, genuinely, we sometimes forget. Like, but we'll always tip restaurants.
We tip when we have to. But I absolutely hate tipping.
Joel freaks out in America.
I hate America for that tipping.
I genuinely will not go to America because I can't be bothered to be involved in that shit. Yeah. Like,
Joel,
why am I paying for you?
Would rather bring another person than tip the amount to the waiter. You're like, the amount I tip them, I might as well just invite another person to dinner.
Yeah.
But it's like, but no, also, I mean, this is where they take the piss. When you go down to the hotel and you want a sun lounger, the man comes over and points to it and then he holds his hand out and you're like, what?
I know.
I could do that. I don't wear these glasses for a laugh. I can see that.
I just don't understand
the
economics of it. Because it's like, you're in a bar, everyone's buying loads of drinks. And then, so in America, I have to then tip them, otherwise they literally spit in your face. And you're like, why? So, and then everyone goes, oh yeah, well, otherwise they that's all they earn is tips. So you've got to give them tips. And I understand that. I want them to be able to live. But also, like, what? Where's all this money from the bar going?
I know. Why don't they put the bloody, when they're paying 30 quid for a mojito, why don't they get a bit of their bloody money?
It's like, so there's this rich guy who owns a bar and then he gets off scot-free. Oh, I mean,
don't you get me started. Thing, just on the side note of tips, is me and Joel are obsessed with Below Deck. And for that tip envelope.
Oh, my God.
So if that... We don't tip that heavily, put it that way. There's no envelope.
It's
just one of those bank plastic bags, you know, where you put your 20p's in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When we leave the hotel, the coins in a HSBC clear bag. Oh,
God. Just give them a great card.
Just in case you're on tipping point.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Joel and Hannah.
Yay.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. If you'd please like to collect your belongings and make your way to the left, that would. Can you mind the dog sick? Watch the dog sick, please. Yes, thank you. Step over the dog sick. Lovely.
Well, I love chatting to Joel and Hannah. They were so much fun. If you're loving the podcast, why don't you subscribe to Life's a Beach and get it every week? And I'd love a 5-star review, please.